Hard as it is to believe, inside of the center of the earth, there's an iron nickel ball of metal, hot as the surface of the sun, that rotates inside us. It changes speeds. It even changes direction. Sometimes it wobbles. Scientists, if you still believe in anything they say, assure us there's no reason for alarm. Although, they really don't understand exactly what's going on down there beneath our surface. Welcome to the club, boys. It's comforting to know that we don't even understand the dynamics of our little home here. What, me worry? Deep down below us, there's strange goings on. A spinning orb of hot metals, changing polarities of the planet, time of day shorter sometimes, longer another, wobbly core, temperatures hotter than hell itself, time out of sync. What's the alarm for? The science guys tell us that the ice ages didn't roll in slowly. They came in as short a time as a couple of generations. Asteroids occasionally whomp the Earth, resulting in major die-offs, nuclear winter, and planetary burial grounds for the dinosaurs. Some folks, but not the science wizards, believe all this happened in the last 6 or 7,000 years, and that theories of evolution or much of anything else are phony baloney. Probably even still people who think the Earth is flat and there's no core at all, just a magic hole where oil comes up if you drill to the other side. This wobbly little metal core underneath us might explain those Jewish lasers in space. Or that actually the Earth is hollow. Or the moon landing was more likely a subterranean mission, not one into outer space. I don't know how, but maybe, just maybe, this iron and nickel ball caused viruses to mutate into the coronavirus. Actually, this core might be the hidden server for the Matrix, and what we're all living is nothing but a simulation created by tech masters. The moon is a fake, and, well, so is the Earth. Nothing is as it seems, and, more worrisome, nothing is real. So, where does that leave us? QAnon might be real. Trump probably won the election. JFK was never assassinated, and he's living with Adolf Hitler in a secret bunker in Antarctica. Why not? What you believe may be the only reality. If so, I suggest you come up with better ideas. Just saying.